Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Xander, and today I'm going to be analyzing Brawl Talk, so I hope you guys enjoy. So, now first, I know I'm a bit late. I just really haven't been able to record. I've really been focusing a lot on soccer. I've been playing a lot more, like, full games, which is pretty big, which is super fun. I don't know what position, if you guys play sports, what position, any sport. In soccer, I play center attacking mid, so it's a really fun position. I'm so glad I get to play a position like that. And on off days, I've just been training on my own. So instead of spending time recording, I'm just playing soccer, so I can't always record. I could have recorded on Tuesday because it snowed in October. And where I'm from, like, it's kind of like, it snows, but, like, not usually in October, which is kind of crazy. That happened this early, which is super cool, but the snow here sucks. I'm just going to say it. It's not, like, that nice, crisp, soft, fluffy snow. It's, like, really bad snow, so sorry if you can hear my gum. I'm probably going to spit that out just so I'm not, like, chewing the entire episode. So, basically, I'll go over the entire thing, go over what I think of it, really my honest opinion on Brawl Stars right now, because I've been playing the game a lot, like, I'm enjoying it. This new update, meh, it's okay. It's not really an update that's keeping me in the game, but first I'm going to go over my account. So, I just recently got ranked 25 Colt in Brawl Ball, which was super fun. Like, I'm a decent Colt player. I almost have a gold one, so I don't know if I'll go for that. I also finished mastering Fang, so that's my third mastery, if you aren't saying. Xander, you play the game way too much. Yeah, not really. I play the game for, like, an hour and a half every day, which isn't that bad, but considering, like, I really, like, my quests I never do, but I just do my dailies and stuff, and every day, like, I just play three brawlers. Colt, Mortis, Fang. I'm trying to think, I also play Rico, he's fun. But those are, like, the main brawlers I like to play. Once in a while, I'll change it up and play some other brawlers that are fun. But in my star drop life, I've been getting really lucky. I got Meg from a legendary star drop, which is absolutely ridiculous that you can get a whole 700 gem value. I also got Crowbone from the free one that they gave up for all the bows. I'm trying to remember. I got Underworld Bow and Gladiator Colette. I think I talked about Gladiator Colette, but I got Underworld Bow. I got Jackie's gadget. I got Barley's, and I got another person's. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. Anyways, I've been getting really lucky. I've been getting lots of drops. I've just been getting legendaries. It's kind of wild. I don't know if they upped the chances or if I'm just that lucky, but, like, they also got rid of the lag for when you're opening star drops, which I don't know how it took them 4 months to do, but at the end of the day, at least they changed it. So I'm still happy. I mean, like, I'm not that mad. It's just kind of a nuisance, and, like, I'm glad they changed it. So, in other talk, the Hypercharge event has came out, and it's way better. Do it. You just gotta activate the Hypercharge 15 times, which takes all of 8 notches. My strategy, if you want to get this fast, instead of going to win the match, winning doesn't matter at all. Just farm your Hypercharge. Go and farm. You can get two a game pretty easy, and sometimes you can even get 3, which is awesome. I got Rosa's, which is pretty good, because my Rosa's power 9, and my brother, he got Colt, so that's cool. I already have Colts because I bought it. Also, if you want to watch YouTube content by me, I post, like, Brawl Stars content on my YouTube channel. I think it's in my link tree. It's called Zenith, and I just, like, make Brawl Stars montages, and they're decent. Like, I'm a decent Brawl Stars player, I'll say that. Although, like, sometimes the clips I just, like, don't do that good because I take, like, 5 days to make them, which is kind of short. It's like 6 hours of Brawl, right? Sorry, so Okay, saying that's like 6 hours of brawl, which is a decent amount, but sometimes I'm not always recording, always going for clips, so I don't really record too much. I'm probably not going to record till Christmas. Also, stay tuned. When it comes to Christmas time, I'm going to try and, like, record a lot because I don't have any soccer. I don't have any school. Because I've had lots of work and stuff I've had to do. Also, like, it's awesome because during Christmas, I want to get out at least 3 episodes. I have some really good episodes planned. If you want to see more sneak peeks about what it is, it's going to be... This isn't going to be, like, crazy. I just wanted to do this because it's having fun. So, me and my brother, the old co-host, Owen, we're going to do, like, a Brawlcast Awards. It'll basically be awards going to, the podcasters. I won't be, like, sending anything because I'm too broke. Maybe next year, if this podcast becomes a lot more popular, like, if we're ending up next year by 10,000 views total, I will totally do that because we're only at 2K, right? But our views have gone up massively, which thanks so much for listening. Although we do have more people searching up the podcast than actually listening to it, which is kind of sad. But at the end of the day, at least for you listening, we have almost 2K listens. So I'm hoping this episode notches it up. I just want to talk about the update. Basically, the hypercharge event. So you just activate your hypercharge, right? Simple, plain, easy. Do that 15 times, and then you get a hypercharge drop. Tap to open it, you get a random hypercharge. It can be the old ones or the new ones. Like my brother, like I said, got the coal one. That's the one from the first 6. I'm just gonna say they need to release more hypercharges because it'll take years for them to get out if they're just doing 6 every season. Like, come on, Brawl Stars, it can't be that hard. You released all of the star powers at once, like all 7 star powers, and how much your team was like half the size as it is now. So, like, I feel like they should have been able to get these episodes, or not these episodes, what am I talking about? They should easily be able to have gotten all the hyper churches out by now, right? But they've got 12, which is kind of annoying. And if before I talk about more annoying stuff, I want to talk about what I'm actually happy about. And first thing is, new game mode, Pumpkin Plunder. It's literally just the Christmas game mode, which is the one of my favorite game modes because some of my favorite brawlers are good there, like Mortis. It's funny, I've been winning where I like died 6 times. I just go in. It's better if you get a team because you can have someone just on the map that I was playing. It's just a wall, and then basically what do is you get the Mortis to dash in, grab the ball and throw it over the wall, and then your team can just carry it back. And your Mortis will die, but it's a fun strategy. It can work. That's how I got my Mortis back up to 750, which is nice. Wasn't very hard. It took me like all of 10 minutes to get 50 more trophies. But like, it's fun game mode. I mean, I'm kind of unimpressed with this update, but there is one little thing. The new season looks good. Like the map, amazing. The way the locations look. I just don't like the brawler. I think she's so boring. I'm literally just Carl if Carl wasn't fun. And so I'm not going to be getting the Brawl Pass because I don't feel like spending money on the game. Because I've already spent enough in my like lifetime. I didn't buy last season, not buying this one. I like wasted my gems buying Mortis skins. So that's why I haven't been getting Brawl Pass. Like, I don't know if I'll get this new Mortis hockey skin, which I should talk about. So remember, like, I'm sure most people know about this. The Colt skin, but basically, he's got, like, a gun, and it's, like, got the phone in it, and he's shooting. It's basically the World Championship skin, and it costs $5 or $8 Canadian, if you're Canadian like me. But basically, that's sweet, so I don't know if I'll pick it up. It's not a very good skin. I wouldn't get it, unless you're looking to be, showing you're playing, then you already have the player icons, so I wouldn't get this. There's better Colt skins. Like, I have the Pirate Colt, and I also have Gunslinger, which are both way better skins. Also, it's almost Halloween. Like, I don't know if you guys are going trick-or-treating. I am not, for multiple reasons. First reason, I think I'm too old to go trick-or-treating. I mean, like, being a teenager, even last year, like, I was a teenager, I felt like I was too old to go trick-or-treating. I felt like it's a thing for kids. So I'm not doing this year because of that. And also I have soccer training at the exact time you go trick-or-treating. So, and I've also heard that it's probably going to be snowing while I'm trick-or-treating, or at least raining. That's not going to be fun. I just had to finish reffing soccer at 8:30 in the morning while it was -5 degrees. So that was cold. And I'm probably going to eat some meatballs because I made some yesterday for my family. Because I've been taking foods class, which if you're going into high school and you get to choose your electives, totally choose foods. Super helpful in the long run, right? You get to learn how to make food and eat food. Like, who wouldn't do that? Such a good class. Like, free food, you just gotta cook it. And it's all so good. I would suggest taking it. Like, right now I'm doing, it's called global food, so it's more international stuff. And we just made, like, Greek food, and it was so good. We had, like, Greek meatballs, and then I made it for my dad's birthday, which was cool. But back onto topic. My apologies for being so off topic. Basically, what they changed is, like, absolutely nothing. They just rebalanced all the star powers and gadgets that should have been rebalanced at the start of the season, but they're kind of a lazy team. So, sorry for being negative. This is going to be a very negative episode for some reasons that I'm not sure. Maybe you guys are finding this negative too, but I'm not happy. Like, I'll get into it. The thing I'm not happy about, the skins. Absolute ripoffs. How many mythic skins are there? Like 10? Like 8? Ridiculous. And there's no way, no way anybody's buying these. Like, bro, like the Hoot Hoot Shelly shirt's nice and you get stuffing with it. Still, they're charging too much. Like, I know they want to balance out the mythics, but, like, they can't be releasing this many. Like, they have one cheap skin and then a few 29 gems. Like, I'm not happy with that. It feels like Brawl Stars is turning into a Supercell game where they're just trying to grab money, right? Like, other games like Clash Royale, where Clash Royale is a complete money grab, absolutely pay to win. There's not as much strategy. You can just search up what a good deck is. Right, my friends are into Clash Royale. They make fun of me for playing Brawl Stars, but they play an even more pay-to-win game. But point is, they kind of just, like, know the game's pay-to-win. They still play it. It's really just, like, to me, Clash Royale is just worse version of chess. Like, you place down your troops. There's no this strategy, right? But chess is more fun. And, like, all you do is place down a troop. You don't get to control your character like you do in Brawl Stars. So that's why I don't play Clash Royale, because you can literally just max out your account, search up the best deck and the best rotation, just watch a video of what they do, just do that over and over, and then you'll easily gain your way up to, like, I don't know, 6,000, 800, 8,000 trophies just by doing and paying to win. So, Brawl Stars is kind of seeming like that kind of game where it's, like, super pay to win, like Clash of Clans, where it's super pay to, excuse me, sorry, I just burped. Well, it's extremely pay to win, which is not fun. It's not very fun. Also, if you have any Q&A questions you want to ask me, I'm planning to do a Q&A episode when Christmas time comes, so I'll just be putting these in the Q&A. I'm talking very fast because I'm about to eat, and my parents will probably call me down anytime because it's almost lunchtime. And I have to rev another soccer game, which is a Division 2 game, which is going to be the biggest game I've reffed. So that's going to be kind of scary. I'll be reffing, like, people that are like 40, like 20. So I don't know how that'll go, but hopefully well. And I hurt my finger, so like I have to do flags, so that's gonna hurt a lot. But I'm getting really off topic. I'm just kind of like chatting. It's been a while since I've chatted with you guys. I know you haven't chatted with me, but like point is, I haven't talked to you guys in a while, and I just want to like say how my life is doing. And so if I was to give this update a rating, I would give it a 3. Like, I'm not very happy. Only reason not a 0 is because they released, they didn't get the. No, I feel like Brawl Stars is a good game. And it's just their updates aren't coming close. They released 3 banger. I'm sorry, that's a 2017 term. Some of you might be too young to know that. I'm kidding. I think most of you are over 6 years old. I mean, I think. I don't really know. I'm assuming. But point is, there was 3 back-to-back amazing updates. First thing we have, or 4 even, Right, first we had removal boxes. Amazing update. Changed the game so much. Might not have... At first it wasn't a good... Seemed like a bad decision for the team. But in the end it's paying off. And it's changing the game a lot better. Making it more enjoyable. Kind of like when I came back. Was when credits came back. Which was cool. That brought me back. Next season, Masteries. Amazing update. Just great. Like, this was so good. And then right after... What do we have? Star Drops. Beautiful update. Oh, no, we had Bling. Amazing update. Free-to-plays loved it. Like every other update before, past three. Free-to-plays loved it. What after? Fourth in a banger update in a row. Star Drops. Amazing. Everybody's loving this. This is amazing, except for the lag. Now, what have they done for the past two updates? Six hypercharges. That's not enough content. Six hypercharges. Nobody gives a crap. That is no content for the content creators. And the fact you're not able to stack star drops, they're really just like wrecking their own content creation. The amount of videos that could be where content creators are holding on to like 1,000 star drops and then they do star drop opening. Like, remember box opening videos? Oh, the days where you just watch box openings by like Ray or something. Ray, I don't really watch because his content is boring. It's like a podcast, which I don't feel like... If I'm watching YouTube, I'm not going to watch a podcast-type video. I want to watch something actually entertaining. Good info, but not for me. Because I can just find it in, like, 3 minutes by, like, canal or something. So, that's about it. I appreciate you guys for listening. I might still talk about a bit more stuff. So, basically, what I'm trying to say. Is I feel like Brawl Stars isn't becoming as much of a Supercell game as I originally said, but they're just becoming less the amazing, perfect game it was, where they weren't making enough money. I mean, even Heyday's making more money than them. Like, I mean, maybe it's because grandmas have credit cards and they're easily scammed, and then like 10-year-olds can easily get scammed, but they don't have credit cards, so it kind of like evens off, right? But overall, I think they're just trying to change the way the game is, and I'm cool with it. Not much new content, so it's kind of boring, but thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll see you all in the next one.